Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, rolling on at 10:27 on this day in history coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Congratulations to Sean from Colwich. He is the winner of the two DaBaby tickets for the big show coming up February 20th at Hartman Arena. Be listening for your chance tomorrow to win and go see DaBaby at Hartman Arena. All sorts of things going on in Wichita, not the least of which one of the really great dynasties, and this dates back all the way to my time in Wichita, and in fact did fair amount over the years on this very program, but the East High swimming and diving teams from the boys teams have been nothing short of a juggernaut, Paul.
They have. They just wrapped up their 12th championship, City League championship, and man, think about that. That's just amazing. And Coach Hutchinson is
and that's their 12th straight, right,
12th
Paul?
12th straight. That's right.
12th
straight.
In a row.
12th in a row.
All right.
And, of course, Coach Hutchinson, he loves sports daily, and we're glad for that.
Good.
And we just wanted to give them a little shout-out and say congratulations. It's not often you see a dynasty like that, but that's pretty good stuff, isn't it? 12 straight City League championships in swimming and diving. Congratulations, the East High Blue Aces.
And a big shout-out to sophomore Drayden Bell, who won two individual events and set a new league record in the 50 freestyle.
Righto.
So really good stuff. Senior Jason Uten also won a couple of individual events. So congratulations and best of luck as you head towards state in Topeka. I think that's coming up this weekend, Paul.
Yeah, just this weekend. So good luck to them.
It starts today even. So there you go. So our congratulations to the swimmers and divers at Wichita East. You do a lot of different things. You do your radio. You do your coaching. You do a lot of things. But the thing that one of the things that you have maybe the most driving passion for is Wichita Sports Hall of Fame, which is something that that you founded and that you continue to curate, and that you continue to propagate. And I know that this is something that you put an incredible amount of time and effort into, and you've just come out with your newest class for induction coming up here later on this year in 2020.
Just released it late yesterday afternoon, so Bruce, thank you so much for letting us bring this up. And I want to start out, we'll just do this alphabetically, that way it's fair to all the inductees, 11 inductees plus a team and an organization. But it starts out with Joe Auer. What can I say about Joe Auer?
I love Joe.
Oh, for gosh sakes. 5 state championships in basketball at Heights. He's got, that's unbelievable.
Pretty darn good baseball coach, too.
And he was 382 wins as we speak at this very moment. 382 high school basketball wins. That's amazing. I can't
great
say enough
too.
About Joe Auer.
Just a great guy. Absolutely.
Jody Bartman, who is also going in, is a great one of the great lady bowlers in this town in the Kansas Bowling Hall of Fame, the Wichita Bowling Hall of Fame, has been numerous time city champion and city bowler of the year. Just a tremendous person. Somebody I don't know real well, but I'm going by reputation, and that's Tristan Desajar, who is a wrestler at Wichita West. By the way, Bruce, I haven't been able to contact him. Anybody that's listening to this and knows where he is or has an address or a phone number on him, can I ask him to give me a call at my office?
Well, that would be good. You need to get after that because the DeShazers are – that's a pretty strong wrestling name in Wichita.
It is, but four? Yeah. You know, there's not a lot of guys in the history of wrestling in the state of Kansas that have 4 straight state championships. That's pretty amazing, because wrestling is as competitive of a sport as there is in all of sports that are played at the high school level. I'll bet you would agree with that.
Sure.
Next is Lynn Duncan, who you probably knew, who was a defensive lineman at Wichita State. He was really something special. He was one of those big physical kids. And, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but did you know Lynn? Because you guys were right in the same area of attending Wichita State.
To say knew was probably an overstatement, but an acquaintance, yes.
Okay. But anyway, he's going in. It's always nice to hear somebody from the old days of Wichita State football, you know, being honored. Well, this next guy, I hope you've heard of him. A kid by the name of Perry Ellis, played a little basketball at the University of Kansas. Does the name ring a bell, Bruce?
Yeah, I love me some Perry Ellis, man. Comes from an absolutely great family. It's continuing to play professionally. And you just can't ask for a better young guy than Perry Ellis. He was one of my favorites from the Wichita City League.
You know, it's kind of a coincidence. I'll guarantee you that it was not planned that Perry and Joe Auer go in on the same year. That was not planned.
That's really cool.
But isn't that cool? The way it's worked out, the way it has worked out is pretty interesting. And I think it makes it even more special for Joe and for Perry to go in with your high school coach or go in with one of the best players. Well, this we're talking about a Gatorade Player of the Year. How many years? 3 or 4 years? I can't remember, but he was something, I can tell you that.
Player.
Sure. The next guy going in is Buff Farrow, who is a tennis great. Played at UCLA, played at Southeast High School.
Southeast.
And this is a guy that racked up a lot of tennis attention back in the day. But we're talking about in the 70s and into the 80s. But he was really something special. And just tells you something when he was inducted into the United States Tennis Association Missouri Valley Hall of Fame. That's got to tell you something about how people considered him with regards to tennis. The next guy is Dr. Ken Jansen. I know that name rings a bell. And if you know Dr. Jansen, he's a big, hulking guy. You probably became familiar with him when he was working with the Wings, because he was the team doctor for the Wings.
Bo played football with him and under him.
I should have known that. That's right.
The junior level, and then Ken, not only an outstanding orthopedic surgeon, but a phenomenal athlete in track and field. With some of the weight events, in particular in track and field on the senior levels, and has competed really not only across the nation but across the world in events and competed very successfully.
Yeah, we forget that he was a four-time All-American at Dartmouth in track and field. Four-time All-American in track and field.
Pretty cool.
And is inducted into the Dartmouth Athletic Hall of Fame. You know, but he's not my favorite Dartmouth graduate. You know who is?
That would be my dad.
That would be your father. Exactly.
Thank you.
That's
right.
And I can never go wrong mentioning your dad and Dartmouth.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because he is
that.
Such a great coach and a great influence on literally thousands of young men. And so, anyway, I don't
nice
mind
you
getting
say.
Your dad in there, that's for sure. Laverne Nance was an auto racer and for over 40 years owned a car, raced his cars. Did everything in dirt car racing in Kansas in the High Banks Hall of Fame, the 81 Speedway Hall of Fame, the Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Laverne Nance is going into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame. The next guy you know and know very well is Weston Shartz going into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, it wouldn't be complete if you didn't have a Weston Shartz in there.
That's right.
All I can say.
Well,
yeah.
It's just amazing.
Period.
And he's the number two. You know, it's hard. It will be hard to beat the number one all-time wins great of Eddie Crewell, because, you know, he's almost 300 wins.
Yes.
But Weston is one of those guys that sure is giving it a run. And, of course, he's sitting there with 195 overall wins. He's only 100 short. But he's the number two all-time winningest coach in City League history. That is something. And a great guy. I like him a lot. A number of years ago, we put him into the Wichita Biddy Basketball Hall of Fame, and he was so appreciative, but he was certainly deserving of that. But Weston Schartz, very special inductee into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame. Last but not least, Eric Wedge.
Well, no argument there.
Oh, no argument? You're not going to argue with me
on
that
argument.
One? Well, geez, thanks
no
a lot.
No argument.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And the last guy that's going in for the Mal Elliott Media Award, a Hall of Famer, Dave Phillips. By the way, I think I'm talking to a Wichita Sports Hall of Fame Mal Elliott inductee as well, and that would be Bruce Hurdle. And you went in, what, about 10 years ago?
You obviously didn't have a good enough candidate.
Well, we were searching for candidates, and we thought, ah, God, if you got to put in Hurdle, go ahead and do it. But Dave Phillips, who it was one of the very early sports talk hosts, kind of set the table for you and I. As a matter of fact, I remember the first show that I ever did on the radio was a memorabilia show with our friend Joe Rocco. And Joe and I went in to a radio station that was right across the street from KWCH. And I can't remember what the station was, but we walked into the studios right across the street from you. And that was my first taste of radio. And that would have had to have been in the late 80s. So, gosh, we're talking, what, 25, 30 years ago. But
sure.
Dave Phillips going into the – and by the way, also was the GM for the Wichita Wings for 3 years, something
well,
that is
the voice
very,
of the Wings.
And the voice
and
of the
I
Wings.
Think a fantastic voice for the Wings. I always enjoyed listening to Dave. He did a really great job describing Wings action and just a very sensible voice for sports in South Central Kansas. And a great guy.
Yep.
Absolutely
no
great
question.
Guy. So,
and we have two teams going in under the team category. That's the 2013 and the 2014 Wichita Wild back-to-back championship teams. You know, championship teams at the professional level in Wichita, they just don't give those away. There's only a handful of those championships, whether they're in football, whether they're in hockey, whether they're in baseball. I mean, you know, you're looking on, what, two hands? I mean, the number of championships in the last 40 years. I mean, it's really something special to win a professional championship. Those two teams are going in. And last but not least, you know, we always do an organizational inductee, somebody
right.
that has done good for the city of Wichita when it comes to sports. And usually that has something to do with charity or it has something to do with youth. This year's organizational inductee is the Wichita Open. And, of course, the director of that event is our friend Roy Turner.
Oh, my God, I love Roy. So, well, you talk about a guy from jolly old England coming across the pond. One of my favorite pictures ever is Roy Turner and Pele.
Pele?
Now, Paul, I want
really?
You to think about this.
Okay.
Roy Turner played and defended against Pele. And he's got a great picture of he and Pele basically looking down the field at the same time together. And it's, I mean, you talk about a jewel, a gem. Are you kidding me?
Wow. That is really cool.
It is fantastic stuff. And think about Roy's relevance in Wichita, really starting in the early 80s and to the present. He's had something from the Wings to the Wichita Open that he has been involved with, and all of it's made Wichita a better place.
There is no question about that.
And
the work they do with charity here in Wichita with the donations they make, it's spectacular. But even more than that, it's one of those things that helps put Wichita on the map, at least as far as sports goes within the country, within the overall view of Wichita being a sports town. It gives it that feel, that look. There's something special about it, bringing in golfers of that quality coming to Wichita.
Sure.
We're not just baseball. We're not just football. We're not just soccer. We're not just not hockey. We're golf as
basketball.
Well. And basketball.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, it all melds together to make Wichita that special sports town. And Wichita is a very special sports town. And you can tell by the quality of inductees. It's hard to believe. What are we, 17, 18 years into this? And you have a class of this quality? Are you kidding me? What does that tell you?
Well, I congratulate you for your continued passion and the work that it takes to bring this to fruition. So
you
are to be congratulated. And I really mean that very seriously. I know that there's a lot of people that work very hard at it, but no one works harder at you at it than
Well, thank you, Bruce.
Certainly. We appreciate that.
And thanks to Sports Daily.
All right, when we come back? Yeah, no problem. Absolutely. It's an important thing, and it's great to acknowledge the passing of time and the people that have made a difference during that time. So a fantastic induction class that will be coming up. All right, when we take a break, we'll come back, and we'll get to your superior rents that happened on this day, the 13th day of February in the world of sports. It's all coming up next as we continue Hurdle and Savage with you. Jad takes us to break. This is Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.